get started. We're learning now Siman Dalet, fifth base, talking about the lachas of Mitzvot Yadayim. The last year that we had, we discussed that Chazal were misaking for us to wash our hands in the morning before davening, and there were two reasons that we gave. There was the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh says the reason why we wash our hands in the morning is because a person, when he's sleeping, his hands touch dirty places. And Chazal wanted that we should have clean hands for tefillah, so that's why they're in the Misakan, that we should wash our hands and make a bracha. And the Rashba says that a person is a beria chadasher, he's a new being, and he has a new opportunity to serve Hashem, like a kohen who comes to the Beit HaMikdash to do a void, he has to wash his hands. So this beria chadasher, he has to thank Hashem for all the good things Hashem gave him, he makes the Birkat HaShachar. And before he does that avoda, he has to wash his hands. That's the Rashba. And that's the Takana why Chazal said we should make a bracha. Now we're going to talk about something which everybody knows, is that if a person doesn't wash their hands in the morning, there's a ruach ra. There's a bad ruach. And we have to wash our hands to get rid of that bad ruach. But the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, for that, there would not have been a Takana from Chazal to make a bracha. The Tekana of Chazal to make a bracha was only because of the reasons of either the Rosh or the Rashba. But Al Kapanu, we have to get rid of this Ruach Ra, this Mazik, by washing our hands. Let's see the Mechaber. Yadagdik, a person has to be careful, La'arayt aleyam mayim, to pour water on his hands, Gimel Palmin, three times, Lahavir Ruach Ra, Shashayra aleyam, to remove the Ruach Ra that is on them. So the Mechaber doesn't mention, it doesn't describe how to do this washing. He just says that we need to wash our hands three times. So in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Sirugim, that we go back and forth, we pick up the Kli with our right hand, we pass it to our left hand, and then we pour the water onto our right hand, and then we take the Kli into our right hand and pour it into our left hand, and so he does for each hand three times. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, this cut in half. Aside from the reasons that Chazal made a chiyuv of bracha and washing our hands, like we mentioned in Sivkat Nalav, Tzarech Litol Yadav a tefillah, that a person has to wash his hands for davening. Tzarech Litol Gam Mishum Ruach Ra. A person also has to wash his hands because of Ruach Ra. Hashayra Ala Yadayim. That's on the hand. Ah, Hecha Dan Tefillah Hu Mishum Ruach Ra Levad. But for that reason alone, to get rid of this Ruach Ra, which is a mazik, they wouldn't have made an obligation to make a bracha. That's why we need the reasons before of the Rosh and the Rashba. So the Mishnah is saying like this, there's two separate issues. There is a tumah on the hands, which we would have had to wash off to get rid of the tumah because it's a mazik. But that wouldn't have been a mitzvah derabbanan that we would say, Asher Ketashanu, the mitzvah of, that we're doing a mitzvah of until if you die. So it would be that there's this dangerous thing that you got to get rid of. That's all. It's dangerous and you got to get rid of it. That's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah was to purify his hands for tzvila, all until if you die. Then they made a bracha, we're doing a mitzvah derabbanan of getting ourselves ready for davening, washing our hands. That's what makes the bracha. And Akhenami, it's true that there is this Ruach Ra we have to get rid of. So now we're going to learn the halakha of how to get rid of them. How to get rid of the Ruach Ra. Myroi is a lane with the pour water on the hand. Zit lane, mechatchila, ad perak hazeroya. The tumah goes up to the wrist. So ideally, a person should wash his hands up to the wrist. He has to be careful to make sure that it covers all the whole hand up to the wrist. Vim eloi mayim, if he doesn't have water, Die at Kishrei Etzboisad, like we find by Yom Kippur, where we wash our hands up to the knuckles of the hand, meaning the top knuckles that are connected to the hand. So that's enough if there's no water for him. The Tzarek Livshoit Hakapois Kamish relates to the Kabbalah. It's interesting when a person does the mitzvah of Alma Jules Hidayim, he should open up his hands like he wants to catch something. He's going to keep catching the Kedusha, and he lifts up his hands in front of his face. The Agbiyim, and he should lift them, connected a race, in front of his head, in front of his face. Gam Tov La'adiach Piv, this is another point, it's just for talking about preparing for prayers in the morning, it's a good thing for a person to wash out his mouth in the morning, or Tainas Tzibur La'adiach, but on a Tainas Tzibur he doesn't wash his mouth, because Tainas Tzibur, there's a Issa of Achila, so then we don't wash our mouths either. Gimel Pamim, we say that we wash three times. The Mishnah Berurah describes how to do this properly. Gimel Pamim, Vafilu Shefek Hadmei V'Pam Achad, V'Pam Echad, and Emoyel. Even if you pour a whole bunch of water all at once, but if it's only one time, even if it's three pours worth of water, that wouldn't be enough. It doesn't work. Ki Eina Ruach, like Elab Gimel Pamim, that the Ruach, this Ruach Tuma, only goes away if he washes three times. The Haina, what that means is Pam Achas Ayude Yamin, that he washes his right hand, Vakakach Yad Smol, and then he washes his left hand, Adgil Apamim, then his right hand, left hand, Visivrug, back and forth. Period. So the Mahava says that to get rid of the Tumma, it's enough to do it three times. Now the Mishnah brings a Chumrah from the Vilna Goyim, the Vilna Goyim held that it's not enough to wash three times. The three times gets the tumma off of the hands, but the water is still tame. He has to wash a fourth time in order to get the water that's tame off of his hands. There's a sefer Ma'aseh Rav Kosav Arba Pamim that he has to do it four times. Gimel Pamim Mahavir Ruach Ra, three times to get rid of the Ruach Ra, Varvias Mahavir Amayim Shenidmu. And the fourth time is to get the water that's tame off of his hands. So you have your machlokas. The Mechaba holds it's enough three times, and the only going holds that you need four times. As far as I know, the Mechaba was moited to this far that it's tummy, the water is tummy, but when he dries his hands, that gets rid of the tumma. I'm not sure if the only going is moited to that or not. But al kapanim, you have this chumma of the only going to wash four times. Tarek has here l'nashim shivharu b'netilus yadayim. We have to be careful to tell the women also to wash their hands three times this sirugim. Kamora anashim, just like men. If I'd for themselves that there's a ruach ra, but in addition, there's a mikshul, that they're the ones who prepare the food. And since they're preparing the food, if they're going to touch the food, they'll be matam in it. So lo yitam bideyim. That they shouldn't be matama the food, the yadayim, with their hands that are tame. Period. That's an important nakuda. They got to tell the women that they have to wash their hands. Train the girls to wash their hands. Gam yesh lizayah shakatanim yitlu yadayim. Also, children have to be careful to wash their hands, the chakras in the morning. Kinoge emba michael. Because they touch food. Uvenegiyas akum, but a goy who touches the food, the machalim, Bloyd until he's dying without washing his hands in Lachus is no problem. To run the Kabli Tumma, because they're not in the Kabli Tumma. So we have here three different people. The first one was an Isha, the second one was a Katan, and the third one was a Goy. By Isha, we said that there's a He who's just like a man to wash her hands, and in particular, that she handles food, it's very important that she washes her hands. The second one, we said, was a Katan. A Katan, the listener of the Mishnah Berurah, is usually Zohar. You have to be careful with a Katan. In fact, the Primagadim that the Mishnah Berurah is quoting was he says he doesn't know any idea why people are makel with katanim, that they don't wash their hands, because he doesn't see any reason why a katan should be different than a gadol. We'll come back to that in a minute. And then with a goy, we said a goy, doesn't have tumma at all. So mimela is not a problem to eat the food that a goy handled, because a goy doesn't have tumma yadayim. So now let's talk about this cotton for a minute. The Prima Gadim said he doesn't understand where it came from, that people were makel. I want to read to you a Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch Rav did understand why a cotton is different, because we find over here that the place can say that a goy doesn't have tumma. What's the difference between a goy and a yid? That a goy, his hands are not tummy, and a yid, his hands are tummy. What's the difference? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes like this. About the negiyah sanachem for the negiyah of a goy, ain't lachus, you don't have to worry about what he touches. Ki ruach tuma zu einam is avalishreis ela bekuishol kodesh. That this ruach tuma only comes in a keli that's kodesh, a yid, that the goof of a yid has kedusha. So mimela, we'll see in a moment from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that when a person he goes to sleep. So the neshama leaves the goof. And that leaves a place for the tumah to come. There's a tumah that's shayra on a person when he's sleeping. A tumah's misa. It's a misa when a person's sleeping. There's a tumah in the goof. And when a person wakes up, the tumah leaves the whole goof except for the hand. So that's only by ayyus. But a goy, the tumah is not interested since he's not a kli shal kodesh. But mokam kedusha, shenis talkam yisham. That when the kedusha leaves, then the tumah comes in. Shehem gufos yisrael. That's only by a yid. Kishehem yishenim. When we're sleeping, the nishmazan hakadosh, the talekas nigufam, the neshama hakadosh leaves the guf. Ba'azay ruach atuma sheira al gufam. Then the ruach tuma comes into the guf. Oksha neshama chayzeres the guf. When the neshama comes back to the guf, the talekas ruach atuma mikol guf. Then the ruach atuma leaves the whole guf. The nisheres al yadayim bavat, and it only remains on the hand. And mitam that. So, period. So that's the pshat. Now we understand the chilek between a goy and a yid. So now, it says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that we can understand the pshat and the mimid not to be so magpid on the hands of the kid. Mitam zeh nagu lo hakel benegiyas ha-katanim. The Dominicus, the makel with the hand of katanim, shalo yigi lechinuch, who didn't reach the age of chinuch, was he she gamar, the ikar, kinesis, nefesh ha-kadosh of the Adam, who biyud gimol shanim, v'yamechad lezachem, The neshama comes into the goof, it seems, gradually. There's a gemar of the kinesis, a nefesh, and into the adam. For a zacher, it's when he's yud gimel shanim v'yom echad. For a nekeva, it's when she's yud beis shanim v'yom echad, 13 years old or 12 years old. So mimela, that's the gemar. And the haschala, we'll see, is when they start being chayiv and chinuch. So until they come to b'chol mitzvahs, until they're chayiv and chinuch, so then there's no inyan b'chol of kedusha. They don't have the kedusha. It's the mitzvahs that make a yid the kadosh. The nefesh comes into the clay kadosh, and when it leaves, then the tumah comes. But mimeila, they don't have a nefesh, right? Until they're bar mitzvah, they don't have the nefesh completely. So then, mimeila is not as strong of a tumah. When does the tumah start to come? When the neshama starts to come. When does the neshama start to come? By chinuch. So he says, that's why we're meikel until yudayim. The minig is to be meikel until yudayim, until the age of chinuch. Shalakei nevchayivu az b'mitzvot, when nechayiv b'mitzvot, minatayra b'nazu b'nei ancient, then that's the gemar of the kinesis ha-nefesh. And the tchila of kinesis nefesh zu hakadosha, when the nefesh starts coming in, he the chinuch l'tayra l'mitzvah. That's when we start being mechanic a child. The tayra mitzvah shechay v'chacham l'mechanic. The chazal l'mechay to be mechanic. So mimela, that's the zma. So now, and then he says in parentheses that for a zacher, since we make bris milas, and mimela, he has already a kli kadosh. He already has his kedusha from the mitzvah bris mila. So then, if a person is going to be machmir from the eighth day on, he'll be called a kadosh. Gam the mitzvah mila, v'chein hanizer minegiyas hakatan yoma mila ve'ela kadosh yoma. He's called a kadosh if he's careful in the negiya of a katan. From the age of Mila and on, which means to wash the hand. So the Ben Yamin Zilber brings down the Shulchan Aruch Rav. He brings the Mishnah Berurah is Machmir. Mishnah Berurah holds that children need to wash the hand, and that's the Prima Gadam. He couldn't understand why the Olam is Mekel. The Shulchan Aruch Rav seems that he holds that the Iker Zman is from Zman Chinuch and on, but before Zman Chinuch there's Bechal. The reason to be mekel is because we assume that there's no kedusha until they start doing mitzvah. Just the time is that for a zacher, he has a bris mila, so that already is zikra tzad of kedusha that we should say that there could be a tumah b'makom the kedusha. Obviously, it's very difficult with a baby who's sleeping throughout the day to continually wash the hands. Because the nekuda is in the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't say to wash his hands every time he cries. He says that you should be careful not to the food that he touches. There's one more nakuda I want to say about this. The katanim is also of the Yemen Zilber says in the Beis Baruch and his parish on Hayadam that that as soon as a child starts saying Amen, what's the age of Chinuch? So Chinuch means Chinuch is a lot of different ages depending on what the mitzvah is that we're talking about. It means the first mitzvah that a child is going to do. So he starts saying Amen or whatever it is, Tzart Tziva. As soon as he has the koyach of Dibur and he's able to use it for Kiyum HaMitzvah, so then Mimela, he's already in the Geder of Chinuch. And he's at the Gemara says he's a Ben Abba once he can say Amen. So Mimela, he also has a Kedusha that there's an Indian of Netilas Yedai. Very good. Let's go further now. There's another Nakuda that is germane to this point is the first Tshuva of Rav Sternbach and the Tshuva of Anhagai and Halak Aleph. He addresses this issue of touching food with hands that are tame. So he speaks about the children. Also, just a second. Yeah, he talks about something that is definitely more nogeya in Eretz Yisrael. You have a lot of Sayyidin and they're working in the food industry. So he says over from Hagoyin HaTzadik of Mordechai Pergamansky that he was very, very makbed. He shouldn't eat bread that was sold in a bakery that has workers, chafshim, the fry workers in the bakery, because they touch the food without washing their hands. And it's a serious problem. He said that he would rather eat the bread that was made from a goy, yeah, well, I guess the shayla of pasakum or whatever it is, because the goy has no problem of the nitzilus yadayim. Huh? Pasakum is also not the pasha, it's all kapanim. The mimic is to be made called pasakum. He preferred the pasakum than the sakana of the tuma of Nagia from a frayid who doesn't wash his hands. That was this of Pragamansky. But Balaam is Mekel, so Sternbach wants to find his chus on the Mekelim. So he says that we'll have later, B'zat Hashem, we're going to learn that Netilas Yadayim is, Meikar Din doesn't need a Keli. We'll see the Chachili. You should have a Keli. And the Beis Yosef says, we learned from the Zohar HaKadosh and the Rashba, that you need a keli. But al-kapanim, nikra din, the Ramah brings down, we hold that you don't need a keli for an Netilas Yadayim. You need to do, you have to go back and forth, you have to ask three times, but you don't actually need a keli. And we'll see later, not tonight, but we'll see soon, B'zat Hashem, that there's also a din, that if there's water that is running water, like a river or something like that, not still water, not a barrel of water, but running water, if he sticks his hands in it, so that has a din of new water that he is able to be considered like he washed his hands three times. So Sternbach says that presumably most people, as normal, they wash their hands in a faucet in the morning, and it's running water. So Mimela, the hands are going to get clean, has a din of Netilas Yadayim, it won't be with a kli, but has a din of Netilas Yadayim, that it's running water, and it's also, and it has a din of Mechlafim, it'll clean the hands, it'll have a din of Tiras Yadayim, and then they can handle the food. And he wants to say that that'll be a big Lumad Tchus for the Olam that's Tzaymech, that they can use the food that is handled by Fry. That's a good thing to know. Okay, so let's go further now. Up to Sifkat and Yud Aleph, I think, right? Sifkat and Yud Aleph is the next Sif. Sif Gimel. Lo yigar b'yadai kaitim netila. A person, before he washes his hands, has tumah on his hands, he shouldn't touch any orifices, any openings in his body. Matah, his mouth, or the chaitim, not his nose. Lo his naim, not to his ears, lo lahinayim, and not to his eyes. So we have here four examples, his mouth, his nose, his ears, and his eyes. He shouldn't touch, it's a sakana, and he merely shouldn't do it. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah that really all the orifices, his backside and his private parts also he shouldn't touch. But Al-Kopanim, the Mechaber, is saying here that he shouldn't touch these parts because of Ruach Ra. We'll see there's other reasons not to touch his backside and his private parts too much. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah there. Sifkat and Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Kaidim Natila, Mipnei Sharuach Ra, Shayra Ala Yadayim, Yuchal Ahazik Le'elu Ha'ivar. But the Ruach Ra, that's on the hands, it can be Mazik, such as a Sakana. So cutting it bays, Lulay Naim, shouldn't touch his eyes. Yuchal Zaira, Filo Agabe Einav, Mibachut. Then he has to be careful not to touch even the outside of his eyes, Mibachut, if it's possible. And Rav Binyam Zobrede in the base, in the base Baruch says from the Kafachaim that not only the eyes and the nose and the ears, he shouldn't touch any of these things, any of these body parts, for even from the outside. It's not only by he shouldn't put his finger in his nose or put his finger in his eye or in his ears, but even to touch from the outside, even though the example of Mishnah Berurah was the eyes, it seems that the hues, this carefulness is even by the other parts as well. Let's see the next tip, Dalit. Afilu Mishan, not all Yadav. Avada, if he didn't touch his hands, is a problem of his backside and his private parts. But even if he did wash his hands, there's a problem of touching those areas. Afilu Mishan, not all Yadav, where you mashmesh the fiat tabas pamet. He shouldn't touch his the backside, the orifice in his backside constantly. Mishan is the atulide tachtonia, because it causes a person to have hemorrhoids. And also, Wayiga the Makom Akaza, the person shouldn't touch the place where he had the blood drawn, or they used to do a bloodletting. So that is a area, open wound. A person shouldn't touch it. Shemish Mushayad Mazik L'Chabur, because if a person handles a wound, then it doesn't heal properly. So this is an interesting. Shulchan Aruch is teaching us how to take care of ourselves and be healthy. If a person has a wound, he shouldn't be touching it. Any open cuts or wounds, I mean, we know today that there's germs and also to prevent the healing. If a person handles it, leave it alone, it'll grow, it'll heal by itself. So that's the eighth of the Shulchan Aruch. Don't touch it. That's halacha. Not supposed to touch an open wound. The one that's going really tight is the Gemara says he cuts it if he's handling them, then it's better to cut off his hand. So a cut of hand is just an eitzah tovah. So the Vilna Gaon is that really the ikar halacha is because of ruach ra, that before he washes his hands he has to be careful not to touch the these open areas of the body or wound. That's the cut tape, the cut off his hand. So it would be better to have his hand cut off than to touch these things. You shouldn't touch them even after he washed his hand, because it's an eitzah tovah. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Kadmi Gimel. The Kodem Atilo Yesh Eisrin Miliga Tafiyat Tabas. Now the Mishnah Berurah bring down the sheet of the Vilna Gaon that before Natila he shouldn't touch the backside. Afilo B'mikra, even B'mikra means even not all the time, not because of Tachtonia. Even one time would be Asher. The Kain La Amma, and also the Amma, the person's private part, B'makom Anekiv, where the opening is, Afilu who not so even if he's married. So the Binyamin Zobah is Medayik from the lesson of the Shulchan Aruch Rav that Lav Davka, the Piyat Tabas, not the Mishnah Berurah, not Lav Davka, the opening of the Aver, because the Chazal didn't say Pi Ha'ama like they said Piyat Tabas. They said the Alma. He shouldn't touch his Alma at all. So it seems that according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, according to Binyamin Zobah, there's a chashash of ruach tuma to touch any part of the Eiver. No, he doesn't say any part. He says, I think, from the Taro. Lamaila, just a second. Bishop Walsh can have it here. So he says from the Atar Lamata. Okay, so the Atar Lamaila, that's his problem. The Atar Lamaila is any Oyaster we said because it brings Chimum, it could bring to Zerla the public. So it means the Atar Lamata, where there could be a Heter to be Nageya there for somebody who's married or to use the bathroom or the Tarech Zivug, but Apol Pekin, when it comes to the Tumma Sayyidayim, there's still a problem. You see from the Shulchan Aruch Rav that it's Lav Davka, the opening. It's any part of the Aver is a problem of the Ruach Ra. That's the time of the opinion is over. It brings right from there. Okay, but Mr. Burris says, I'll put him the neke. If he came, Alma, b'mokam ha-nekev, if he will even move nekev, even if he's married, call Kai Gavna, b'mokam nekev, ha-kaza. Became Kai Gavna, b'mokam nekev, ha-kaza. The same thing if there's an opening where he has a wound, like he took blood. Ki'az, yuchal, ruach, la, la-hazik, b'kol nekev, shabaguf. Any orifice of the body, any opening, is a problem of being a geya before he washes his hands. Even though the Shulchan Aruch only mentioned these four examples, like we said, the eyes and the ears and the nose, and the, what is the fourth one? Eyes, ears, nose, and the mouth. But the truth is that the backside and the private part or wound is also usher to touch before he washes his hands. Just the Mechaber is telling us that even more, that even if he did wash his hands, there could be a problem of touching those areas. Next halacha, sisei. Lo yiga begigis sheicha. A person shouldn't handle a barrel of beer at all, means even after he washed his hands. Shemish mushayad mafsid as sheicha. Because mish mushayad, if he handles it, that ruins the beer. The thing that only ferments properly if it doesn't get moved around, doesn't get handled. So Mimele, you shouldn't do that. Again, there's only going to tell us about this, that we wouldn't say chop off his hand because he ruined his beer. Yeah, so the only going says that, no, what it's talking about is that he before he washes his hands, the ruach ra, and if somebody else is going to drink it, he's a mazik. That's why it's better to chop off his hand. Oh, let's talk about Michael. So here you have in Shulchan Aruch a case that if he touched the barrel of beer, so he ruined it. He shouldn't. The Shulchan Aruch says he shouldn't touch it. It doesn't tell us what's the bidyevid, and if he did touch it, so the berlacha grad is mesupik. If bidyevid, you can even drink this beer. Suffix for the berlacha. But what about other food? So here is the asylum and the poiskim. What's going to be with other food? The Mishnah Berurah paskins from the Malbin that if he touched food with Yadayim Meritame, then it's still mutter. Still mutter, you can eat it, and there's an eitzah to wash it off three times. Wash the food three times. Vimnaga b'maychol, kodem shenotol yadav. If a person touched food before he washed his hands, ein lesa b'maychol al yadei zeh. That you don't ask for the food because of that. Avol chathila mo'oid, yesh li zayir shaloi liga. A person has to be very careful not to touch food before he washes his hands. B'shun Michael, to not touch any food. Benjamin Zilber brings down, I couldn't find it in the Kafa Chaim, and I don't have the lesson, I read it to you, but it's from the Beis Baruch. He says from the Kafa Chaim that if a person is not careful and he eats food that was handled without until his Hidayim, that it's going to bring a person to do an aveira. It seems the ruach tuma has a koyach, a little lena that make a person do an aveira. Mimele, a person has to be very careful about this. That desire ma'oid, not to get the food tummy. Al kaponim, the halacha is that it's mutter, but it's not a pasha d'zach that a person doesn't want to really be eating such food. Also, the kafachaim brings down that not only from the Tzuras Yadayim a person needs to make in the morning when he wakes up, that it's matami the food, but he says when a person comes from the basic kisei, when he comes out of the bathroom, that also is matami the food. So that's also a good thing to know. A person has to be careful. He comes out of the bathroom. He shouldn't be handling food. He has to first wash his hands, and then he can handle food. Aside from the hygiene aspect, there's a problem of ruach ra. So the coming out of the bathroom, we'll discuss, and in Vav, I think, how many times a person has to wash his hands. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, I think, one time, and then the Mishnah Berurah brings down from a Sefer Hechol Bracha, which is a Sefer Kabbalah, that you should wash three times. And a minute ago, Eilan and Rav Mokraimah says to wash three times. Mikra Adin, it's enough, one. Vimnaga ba'oichol, if a person touched the food, yadichenu gemol pamen, three times, the Malbim holds that there is an eitza, that if food was handled before Nitzilas Yadayim, that there's an eitza to wash off the food three times, and that'll make it that'll make it tohar, and then it'll take away this problem of the ruach ra. Period. Another halakha. Kain in Nishtoy is Ashan Taba Kaidam Nechilchidayim. This is also from the Malden. When the person didn't say it was after the smoke, and Al Kapanami says that you don't smoke before Nechilas Yadayim. It's also a problem of Ruach Ra. Sif Katan He. No, we said Sif Katan Fa. Ain't there a Gravias when Nechilas Yadayim at Tefillah? But this din of Nechilas Yadayim, not by a meal, we have to wash with the Gravias, but the Nechilas Yadayim of Tefillah, we don't need a Gravias of water. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, because the Ekrov here is Nekius. Tezva, in Tzarek, it's a lemur, Diyavet, Diyavet, B'chad Chila, about that, he needs a Revias. But the Diyavet, Ein Ma'akev HaBracha, you can still make the Bracha on the Jewel of Yedayim, on the Varech on the Jewel of Yedayim. Although, B'chad Chila, Tzayv HaHakpid, but B'chad Chila, it's good to be Makpid, Sheyia Le'gam Kein Revias, that he should have a Revias, the Kamash HaKasa B'Sif Sh'akazah. Like it says in the next Sif, that we're going to say everything that you need for the Nitzilis Yadayim of a Suda, L'chadchila, you should have for the Nitzilis Yadayim of Shachar. So that would include a Revias as well. But Al Kapanim, the Diyavet, he's Yaitse, even without a Revias, and he can make the Bracha as well. Let's see the next Sif Taka. The next Sif is going to talk about all the halachas of the Nitzilas Yadayim of the Suda. L'chad Chila should be makpid by the Nitzilas Yadayim of the morning. Zayin, Tayyib l'hakpid, the Nitzilas Yadayim Shachar. It's good to be makpid by the Nitzilas Yadayim of the morning. B'chol advar ma'akvim, the Nitzilas Yadayim Suda. For all the things that are ma'akev, the Nitzilas Yadayim of the Suda. So whatever is germane to the Nitzilas Yadayim of Suda is also applicable to the halachas of Nitzilas Yadayim in the morning. Hagah, miyu, ain't a ma'akev. However, b'diavet, it's not ma'akev. So a revias is not ma'akev. A loikli, having a keli, which by the Suda is ma'akev, but here it's not ma'akev. Loikayach gavra, also you need a kayach gavra, you need a person pouring the water. It shouldn't be coming by itself, but over here it's okay even if it comes by itself. Ushar Navarim and all the other things that it says over there, are placed from the Nitzilas Yisuda, the puzzle by the Nitzilas Yisuda, the Nitzilas Yidayim of the Suda over here is not a Ma'akev, but the Evid, it's Matayar as Yidayim. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Tes Zayin. Ain't a ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. First of all, I'm a diavad. Again, it's the diavad. In the bracha, that in regards to the bracha, you could still make the bracha of yuchal avarech al nitzilas yadayim. Oh, I have people with chadchila, or in a situation where he doesn't have the option of doing it properly, then l'chadchila heikad i'afshar ben yinacher. If there's no other choice, then he could be samech on not using a keli or not using a revias. Okay, it's a good thing to know if a person is stuck in a place they don't have a washing cup or they don't have another washing cup that they could use any kind of a cup. But if you use a second, yeah, if he's stuck somewhere without a washing cup, then he can be yaitzeh. That's what we mentioned before in the Shia, that Rav Moshe Sternbach says that for the a secular person who doesn't wash their hands and they're going to be handling food, and if some person doesn't want to eat the food that was tameh from the hands of this secular person, so there's a limit schools that since he presumably has hygiene, he's going to wash his hands in a sink. So even though you don't have a kli of al kapanim, but the avid is matayar the yadayim, so that'll be good enough to take care of this chashash. That's what he was timing. Very good. But if a person has the ability to be makpid, he has a keli and he has enough water to wash with the revias, and he could do koyach gavra, he could wash it with his hand, then he should do so. That's the proper thing to do. Tzivka and Yadzayin, if he didn't have, we said the kli is not ma'akev, but it's a lot more demahani, af lahavir ruach ra. Oh, here you have Mr. Bruce says clearly that even without a kli, it helps to remove the ruach ra. If a person doesn't have a kli shalim, he doesn't have a whole keli, a mutali told me kli nakul, even if the keli has a hole in it, so for Nechilas Yadayim, that would not be kosher by the Suda, but by the Nechilas Yadayim of the Shachet, since we don't need that kli, then it's good enough. The cane, me pump, from a pump. Yeah, a pump is a pump. Even though there's no koyach gavra, I don't know exactly what how the pump was, but he's referring to, but it seems that there's no koyach gavra. They mean to be pumped, and then the water came up by itself from the pressure, from the water pressure, from air pressure. So that's not called koyach gavra, but alpha p cane, koyach gavra is not ma'akev, like we said in the Ramah. So mimela, that'll remove the ruach ra. So it's the same thing also. L'chair by a sink, it's not a koyach gavra because the person opens the faucet and then there's a pressure in the pipe that the water comes by itself. It's not the person's not making the water come. He's not pushing. He's just opening up the faucet and when the water comes by itself. So l'chair you also, you don't have koyach gavra. So by a studa, if it was done of a studa, you wouldn't be yoytzi. You couldn't use the opening up of the water to be a koyach gavra. But by the utility time of chakra, since al kaponim b'diavad is not ma'akev the koyach gavra, so that'll be good enough to be matayer the yadayim. So that's a good thing to know that for the right people that they're using the sink water, that could be matayer the hand. Kamavur lekaman b'chus nitzilus yadayim. Aval im shichshech yadav v'mayim loy mahani l'ra k'dav lekaman. We'll see later that if a person has, let's say, a bucket of water or something, and they dip their hands in the water, even if they dip their hands in the water three times back and forth, it doesn't help because the first time they touch the water, it's tummy. So it's not gonna be effective to use the water again to dip again. Which the Shulchan Aruch Rav says a very important thing. He says the person has to be very careful, even if he sets up a nagovasa next to his bed. He has to know that if he puts his finger in the water, if he stuck his finger in the water, he just ruined it. He made the water tummy and he's not able to use it to be mitayer as yadayim. We'll see later that a river is okay because the water is continually flowing, and that's the other part of the cheshbon of Rav Moshe Sternbach, is that the water coming from the sink is new water. It's pouring out. But still water, but he's dipping into the water, he's metamed as soon as he puts his hands in, so he can't go back and forth and dip the mishakshik, to dip back and forth to be metarely done. So mimela, that's the problem. If a person stuck his hands into the negovase in the morning, so then he spoiled his negovase. Wonderful. We'll stop here and we'll see you, B'zez Hashem, for tomorrow night.